Welcome to What Am I Looking At, a podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Leah Long, and I'm a professor specializing in ancient art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving insight into works of art that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. I hope you enjoyed today's exploration of the visual on your radio. A painting from the early 3rd century AD shows the Roman Emperor Septimius Severus, his wife, and two children, Caracalla and Gaeta. Such a dynastic family portrait is entirely familiar to us. Our political leaders present themselves with their families in nearly exactly the same way. Yet this image of a seemingly happy first Roman family is rather unusual. Looking closer, you can see that Gaeta's face has been erased, covered with a layer of paint. So what has happened here? Well, murder, for one, but also a state-sanctioned practice enacted empire-wide, which made it perfectly acceptable and legal for Caracalla to commit fratricide. Roman historians tell us the brothers never got along, and that even their mother had to intervene. After their father's death, they were both declared co-emperors, but Caracalla did not want to share power. After murdering his younger brother, Caracalla ordered the Senate to employ a political tool called damnatio memoriae, which in Latin means damnation of memory. Reserved for the political elite and the emperor, the Senate would declare the subject a hostis, or an enemy of the state, and a prohibition against public representation and mention went into effect. Images of the damned were defaced or destroyed, and inscriptions with their name were erased, as if they had never existed, the original cancel culture. The archaeological record preserves imperial bronze statues thrown into rivers and marble busts recarved to depict an entirely different emperor. In ancient times, images were imbued with the essence of the person portrayed, and images possessed a kind of supernatural power. Intentional defacement was then an act of iconoclastic vandalism that took that power away. Caracalla's purge of Gaeta from history is attested elsewhere. Two public arches in Rome and in their hometown of Lectus Magna in modern-day Libya and North Africa show scenes of the Severan family where Gaeta has been officially scrubbed in much the same way as the painting. Caracalla's own portraiture underscores his brutality. With a furrow in his brow, he is quite literally scowling at you. His scowl is threatening and entirely realistic, someone you do not want to meet in a back alley. Paradoxically, in removing Gaeta from family portraits and visible forms of mutilation, Caracalla actually calls attention to Gaeta, who is very conspicuously absent. While damnatio memoriae did not happen very often in Rome, the body of evidence indicates traces of the damned individual were left behind on purpose in order to create associations that asserted political loyalties. This art of forgetting was not unique to Rome, but the Roman government employed it more systematically than any other civilization. So, if you thought the state of politics in our country is bad, well, at least our government doesn't do that. What Am I Looking At is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State. Stay tuned next week for another look at art over your airwaves.